I tweeted anything. I'll just note on Ricky Frank. Mr. Frank is a new patient, has had some burping when he exercises, concerned about that, had a recent, hasn't had a physical in a number of years, comes in today with reflux and indigestion by history. He was referred to by Dr. Balcom, Mark Balcom, for a basal cell skin cancer on his nose. He has a family history of colon cancer and his dad had had coronary artery bypass in his late 50s and prostate cancer in his 80s. He had exercises and throat exam normal, heart and lungs, so they're normal. Spirogram looks good. He can't get chest x-rays normal. Will return for physical for age. Should get an EKG and we'll do that in his physical and follow up. Gets burping. Been present for about a year. Will return for physical for age. Advice to cut out caffeine. Doesn't drink. Was advised to reduce salt in his diet. Was put on Losartan today for blood pressure control and Daxalent for reflux. Return in a week or two for follow-up. His goal will be to lose 10 to 20 pounds in the next few months. His pressure was elevated at Dr. Balcom's office, and that's why they sent it to us. That was 150 over 100 over there, 50 over the high 90s. He denies chest pain with exertion. Next patient is Marguerite Boards, B-O-A-R-D-S. Mrs. Boards comes in, wants to get a checkup, didn't schedule for a physical. Blood studies were done today for the physical. Her lipid profile is to Bill Doctor, the CBC, chemistry and thyroid. She wants to order a thyroid check because she's had irregular periods most of her life. Also, she wanted to be checked for diabetes and wanted anemia check. We'll do that and follow up. Patient otherwise is doing well. We'll follow up and we get a physical. Should have a zero copay at our follow-up visit. She is not married, no children, works at Children's Hospital in administration. Next patient is D-E-B-A-D-A-T-T-A. Last name, Saha. Mr. Saha is in for a complete physical exam. He wears glasses. He has, he's an ophthalmologist for that. He has obesity and was trying to work on his weight for the last visit. No weight gain, no weight loss in the last 2 months. His plan covered and EKG, and thyroid profile, lipid, and chemistry. Same was done today. He wanted nothing else done. He didn't need to have done. So preventive health care treatment is outlined. He has not had a Tdap, and that was done today. Immunization update was provided. Next patient is Tammy Bell. Ms. Bell had tinea versicolor, is much improved, comes back for follow-up, has a fading rash, somewhat pruritic, feels better with triamcinolone cream topically, has found the veno bath helpful and moisturizing lotions helpful. Problem two in her biggest history today, she wants to stop smoking. We did not talk about Chantix and Wellbutrin. She stopped the Wellbutrin before, but is on low dose, tried it recently and didn't do well. Was starting on Wellbutrin XL 150 one daily for 3 days and take one twice a day following that, 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. or before 2 p.m. Next problem is physical activity, encouraging diet and exercise. She wants to try to exercise twice a week and will follow up here in 3 to 4 weeks. Should be stopped smoking and weight maintained. Ultimately wants to try to lose 10 pounds. BMI today is 28.5. Lab studies were reviewed from last week, and they are within normal limits. She had more of a lymphocytic reaction on her white blood cell count. And she did have, next problem is hypovitaminosis D, was put on 50,000 IUs of vitamin D twice weekly for few months. Next patient is Tom O'Sullivan. Joe Sullivan is in for medication refills, is on metformin, ER-500, takes 2 BID. Also is on Januvia, 100 milligrams. They give him 30 to take 1 QD. Blood studies done his outline, labs for CPE, as well as hemoglobin A1C, lipid, and chemistry. His plan covers a CBC, thyroid, vitamin D. Next problem is obesity. Kurt's to lose weight, has a BMI 32. Got to set a goal of getting down to 200 or 28-pound weight loss in the next 3 months. 2 pounds per week weight loss goal. Next problem is skin cancer on his back. With paragraph, it was examined today and appears to be healing. Next problem is routine screening, history of PSA elevation in the past. We'll see a neurologist for that. We'll do that in follow-up today. It's physical for age, working on diet, exercise, and diabetic control. Consider combining Januvia and metformin at his next visit. Next problem has low cholesterol. Total is at 113, so he did not put on a statin, but may need an ACE just because of his type 2 diabetes, and an aspirin, maybe aspirin. He takes a whole aspirin every other day now.